Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. We are talking with David Ehlers, farmer by Elbow Lake, Minnesota. Tell us a little bit about, I know it's weird to think field conditions, but there's a lot of snow on them yet. What are you guys seeing? A little bit warmer temperatures. What's the outlook here for spring work look like?
For sure, Whitney, thanks. It's looking pretty good, actually. Surprisingly enough, came back this weekend, seeing some black soil coming up. That's always nice to see. Right before I left this weekend, I blew out around my house, and there is very little, I blew the snow away from my house. There's very little frost, actually, underneath the snow layer. If you go out, I mean, our soil temperature is pretty darn high. If we get this rain coming this weekend, it's going to be amazing how fast this changes. Before I left, the snowdrifts were 6 foot high around my place, and now they're waist level. So we're really hoping for this rain to come. I still think it'll be at least at the end of the first week of May that we're going to get started. Guy next door always goes a week earlier than that, but I think the old man will get me in the tractor the first weekend in May.
That's
my prediction, at least.
And looking back at years past, you know, how does this compare, this season so far compare? I know a lot of people were talking about the snow never really got a chance to settle like it usually does in the wintertime. We stayed so cold for so long that maybe there wasn't, it looked like a lot more than maybe there really was.
I mean, in our area, it's it's a lot. I think we're going to have some flooding. The piles, you know, pushing that snow into the field, that's going to be there for quite a while. For the majority of the field, I don't think it's too different than last year. A lot of snow just blew away, and it's sitting in the trees and sitting in those, you know. It'll be slow going for the wet spots. I think the ground temperature is going to be the biggest factor for how fast we really get going, and we're in a really good spot for that.
Okay.
Last year, I don't think it was any worse than this.
Okay. Well, that's good to see a little bit of optimism and hopeful to get in the field here sooner rather than later.
Yeah, it makes me sleep better at night, at least having hope. But
Yep. Well, anything else to think about here that you guys are thinking about equipment-wise, that sort of stuff, pretty much ready to go as soon as soil conditions meet threshold?
Well, getting that toe strap ready this spring, I hope I don't need to use it, but I'm not very optimistic about not getting stuck at some point. Somebody won't be paying attention, and then I'll be pulling that strap out and trying to get things moved around, but I'll be in the spreader, and best way to do some scouting is to just go out and do it. So go and check your fields.
Yep. And as far as field work last fall, were you able to, I know a lot of people had some drier conditions and were able to get things off the field and get some field work done kind of preemptively before spring here. Do you have a lot left to do or what's your plan there?
Well, so I didn't get to do as much recreational tillage as I probably wanted to, but everything got done. We'll really see. I don't know. You know, we had this in our area. We had a strong rain right before freeze. The ground was wet when it froze. I guess I don't have enough experience to even talk on that, but I'm hoping it's a good thing to help that soil. Yeah, I guess I don't know.
Time will tell.
Yeah.
But. Alrighty. Well, thank you very much. David Ehlers joining us here on the Red River Farm Network.
Thank you, guys.